Welcome back. In this lesson, we're diving into a future jungle Amen variation flip deep dive inside Ableton Live 12, and we're keeping it beginner friendly, but still proper club ready. The goal here is simple. Take one Amen break, flip it into a few different variations, and arrange it in a way that feels exciting, punchy, and easy for DJs to mix. So instead of treating every chop like a total reset, we're going to keep some anchor hits in place. That means the listener still recognizes the groove, but the pattern evolves just enough to keep the energy moving. That's the sweet spot for jungle and drum and bass. Controlled chaos. A break that hits hard, rolls well, and still feels human. First thing, set up your project. For this style, 174 BPM is a great starting point if you want that classic fast jungle energy. If you want it slightly looser, you can go down a touch, but 174 is a solid beginner choice. Create a few tracks to stay organized, one for your Amen break, one for extra percussion or top loops, one for sub bass, one for effects or atmosphere, and one reference track if you want to compare your arrangement to a track you already know. If you're importing an Amen sample and it's not already locked to tempo, turn warp on. For drum breaks, beats mode is usually the first place to go. Make sure the first transient is lined up properly, and pay attention to the warp markers if the break starts sounding smeared or soft. For percussion, preserving the attack is everything. You want the kicks and snares to stay sharp. Now let's clean the break a little. You don't want to overdo this, because the Amen already has personality, but a little cleanup can make a big difference. On the drum track, start with EQ8 and high pass the lowest rumble, maybe somewhere around 30 to 40 Hz. If it feels muddy, you can make a small cut in the low mids around 300 to 500 Hz. Then add a touch of saturator with soft clip-on and just a little drive, maybe 1 to 3 dB. That can help thicken the break without flattening it. If you want even more punch, drum bus can add some nice body, but keep it subtle. A little glue compressor can help control peaks, but again, don't squash the life out of it. The Amen should breathe. Now comes the fun part, slicing and editing. You've got two main options here. One is to right-click the clip and choose Slice to New MIDI Track. That's great if you want to trigger hits from MIDI and experiment with new patterns. The other option is to stay in Arrangement View and cut the audio manually using Command or Control E. For beginners, I actually recommend starting with manual editing first. It makes the groove easier to see and understand. Then later you can move into simpler and slice the break for more performance style control. The main groove should feel familiar. Don't flip it too hard right away. Keep the snare anchor strong, preserve some of the original timing, and avoid overquantizing. The power of the Amen comes from that push and pull, not from perfect grid alignment. If you're working with MIDI slices, a little swing from the groove pulled can help. Something gentle is enough. You don't need to force it. If anything, let a few notes sit slightly off grid. That tiny human movement is part of the vibe. Once your main loop is rolling, it's time to create the variation flip. This is where the future jungle energy really comes alive. A variation flip means the break is still recognizable, but the pattern has changed enough to feel like a new section. You can do this in a bunch of simple ways. Try shifting a snare slightly earlier or later. Reverse a tiny slice at the end of a phrase. Add one extra kick where the original break leaves space. Duplicate a short roll and repeat it for a quick fill. Or even remove a hit entirely so the next hit feels bigger. Small changes go a long way here. A really easy beginner approach is to build your Amen in bars of four. For example, bar 1 can be your original groove. Bar 2 can be the same groove with one extra kick before the snare. Bar 3 can bring in a reverse tail into beat 4. Bar 4 can become a busier fill version, with extra ghost notes or hats. That gives you motion without destroying the identity of the break. Now let's talk about humanizing. Future jungle sounds best when it feels alive. If every hit is identical, the loop can get stiff fast. Lower some ghost note velocities. Accent the important hits. Don't make every repeat exactly the same. One good rule is to keep repetition for the dense floor, and use variation for the ear. That means the core groove stays stable enough to lock in, but every 4 or 8 bars, you change one thing so the listener stays interested. Next, add sub bass to support the break. Even though this lesson is centered on the Amen edit, the low end is a huge part of making it feel finished. A simple sub in operator or waveatable is more than enough. Use a sine wave or a very clean low tone. Keep the envelope tight, and avoid too much movement under the break. The sub's job is to support, not compete. If needed, sidechain it gently to the kick pattern so the low end stays clear. Clean low end makes the whole edit hit harder. Now we need to make this DJ friendly. That means thinking in phrases, not just loops. A good DJ edit should have clear 8-bar sections, clean intro and outro space, and not too many surprise changes. Start with a stripped intro, maybe filtered drums, a muted kick, a hat loop, or some atmosphere. Then bring in the full break and bass for the main section. At the end of each 8 bars, consider dropping the bass for a moment, adding a fill, or using a crash or reverse cymbal. Those little transition points help DJs mix the track into and out of another tune. A strong arrangement for this style could look like this. Bars 1 to 8 are a stripped intro with filtered drums and atmosphere. Bars 9 to 16 bring in the main amen groove. Bars 17 to 24 introduce the varination flip and some extra chop energy. Bars 25 to 32 hit the heavier section with stronger bass and maybe a doubled snare or extra layer. Then bars 33 to 40 can be a breakdown or mix-out section where you strip things back for DJs. That'd be a prime style arrangement is a classic, because it gives you both movement and structure. Fills and transitions matter a lot here, but don't overdo them. In jungle and drum and bass, momentum is everything. Put your fills at phrase ends, like bar 8, 16, 24, or 32. A quick snare roll, a reversed break fragment, a crash, or a short filter sweep can create a huge lift without getting in the way. Short is usually better. You want the fill to feel like a punctuation mark, not a full paragraph. If you want a darker or heavier vibe, you can push the drum texture a little more. A touch of saturator or drum bus can add grit. You can layer a very quiet, distorted copy of the break under the clean version for more weight. Low-passed atmospheres, rain, vinyl crackle, or industrial noise can all help set the mood. Just keep an eye on the low mids. A lot of muttonous slides around 200 to 500 HE. So if the mix starts feeling cloudy, clean that area up a little. Here's a really useful beginner exercise. Build an 8-bar amen flip with this structure. Bars 1 and 2 are your original loop. Bars 3 and 4 remove one kick and add a little ghost note fill. Bars 5 and 6 reverse one slice into the snare. Bars 7 and 8 end with a short fill using extra hats or a snare roll. Use EQ 8, drum bus, auto filter, and one bass track with operator or wave eatable. If you want bonus points, make the first 2 bars stripped so the mix-in feels clean, and make the last 2 bars simplified for a DJ-friendly mix-out. And here's a simple coaching tip before we wrap up. If your flip feels messy, ask yourself 3 questions. Are the snare placements still readable? Does the low end have enough space? And can you loop 2 or 4 bars without the groove collapsing? If the answer is yes, you're in a good place. If not, reduce the amount of change. Pick only one main move per variation. Change the rhythm or the tone or the density, not all 3 at once. That one rule saves a lot of beginner headaches. So the big takeaway is this. A great future jungle amen edit is not about throwing every trick at the break. It's about starting with a strong core groove, making small musical changes, and arranging those changes in clean 8-bar phrases so DJs can actually use the track. Keep the structure clear, keep the break alive, and let the variations build energy instead of confusing the listener. That's the workflow. Clean break, strong groove, smart flips, and DJ-friendly phrasing. Controlled chaos, big energy, and a break that still feels like itself while sounding fresh. That's the mission.